I get to talk to a representative from City of Tshwane, and today I'm joined by Councillor Kolofelo Marodi, who is the chairperson of the Section 79 Municipal Public Accounts. Big word, committee, accounts committee that is. And Councillor Kolofelo Marodi is currently serving as a chairperson for Section 79 Municipal Public Accounts Committee. She holds not only one but three degrees in marketing and politics, philosophy and economics, and she has worked as a marketing consultant for Johnson & Johnson. She has served as a youth advisor to the former City of Tshwane Executive Mayor, Dr. Gwen Chromo. I'm going to try that a bit later maybe. And she's also served as the Deputy President of the CSRC at TUT and Political Commission at TNW. Wow. She is a highly motivated individual. She loves applying creativity and rationality in everything that she does, passionate about innovation and effectiveness, and has a thirst for knowledge and believes that nothing is impossible with enough effort, intellect, and thought. Welcome to Impact 103 FM.
Thank you very much.
Wonderful to have that background that I've just mentioned about you. Fantastic to know that you have a political degree behind you. I was just saying now to Raj and to Leah that I don't think I have interviewed anybody in the Tshwane Unplugged series with a political background, and it's so encouraging to see that also politics is also studied and implemented in the City of Tshwane as well. You are from Action SA, right?
Yes, I am. From Action SA.
How long have you been there for now?
2 years.
2 years.
As a member, and obviously almost 10 months now as a councillor.
Amazing. So let's get into that role we're talking about as a councillor. What is the role and the functions of the Section 79 Municipal Public Accounts Committee in our City of Tshwane?
We play an oversight role, but maybe let me first make a correction. So MPEC is now a Section 79A committee. So I know throughout the weeks you've been interviewing other Section 79 committees, but I think the government actually felt that the role of MPEC had to be elevated, because what we do, we don't focus on one portfolio, but we focus on the whole municipality. So we are there to see that municipal funds are spent correctly, and if there are issues, they are identified and we make recommendations. We are the only Section 79 actually that is actually empowered by legislation to ask for forensic investigations in situations where we feel that there might be corruption. For example, if there's funds allocated to build a road and they've set a timeline of 2 years, and 2 years later there's no road, then MPEC will come in. We will then request a forensic investigation, and we are there to see to it that the recommendations from the forensic investigations are implemented. So that's what we do roughly.
That's fantastic. And something that has run throughout this whole theme of the Tshwane Unplugged series is accountability, and that is something that also what you and your role is in the City of Tshwane. To what extent is the City of Tshwane Municipal Public Accounts Committee functional, and which factors support and detract from its effectiveness?
Okay, I should say I've been very fortunate in this term that we've got a coalition government, but we've also got members of the opposition who form part of MPEC. There's 13 members, 7 of which are part of the coalition, 5 are part of the opposition. But in MPEC, everyone works as a single unit. People have pulled together from the ANC, the EFF, the DA. Everyone really is committed to seeing that there's accountability in the city. So what we've done, or what supports this, is we get a lot of support from Treasury, the Auditor General, Scopa, Gauteng. They really are always available to give us workshops to upskill, because not all councillors are on the same skill level. So the Treasury is always available to assist us in terms of understanding our terms of reference, what we can do and what we can't do. Because like I was saying earlier, MPEC deals with accountability, especially on the financial side. So Treasury is there to assist us. That's the upside of it. I think what is on the downside, or what detracts from us doing our work, is you find that it takes so long for us to see progress. So we can make a recommendation, this month. It has to go to council at the end of the month. Council would adopt the recommendation, but implementation takes long. So you might feel that we're not really making progress, where it's just the process of implementation is longer. But we are trying to catch up or try to shorten that implementation period by making sure that we don't have a lot of reports that go into council. Sometimes we even have special meetings during the month so that we can catch up. By the time it gets to council, then recommendations can be adopted and then fast-track implementation. We've also developed a system of tracking resolutions. So things that we feel are important, especially ones that are dealing with wasteful expenditure, that it's, we've made that a top of our priority. So we're always checking those resolutions. Every month we'll ask for a report to say, last month we made this recommendation. How far are you? Is it implemented? What is happening? I think that's what we do to get implementation of resolutions done.
Councillor Moradi, that's a very, very good to know that that is in place. And to, you mentioned also wasteful expenditure. It has been reported that unauthorised and irregular and even fruitless and wasteful expenditure in local governments has reached concerning proportions, unfortunately. And this has fueled sentiments that resources are being squandered and that other forms of misuse of government resources are going unchecked. What processes and procedures are implemented to eliminate unauthorized, irregular, fruitlessness and wasteful expenditure in the City of Tshwane? You have mentioned that you do have the backing of Treasury, and also you can send, you can also investigate in that.
Yes. So one successful thing that we were able to achieve in this term was we've actually had three circulars adopted by council last month. This is Circular 76, Circular 92, and Circular 113. These circulars are guidelines from Treasury. So they guide municipalities in terms of how they must manage wasteful, irregular, fruitless, and wasteful expenditure. It's like a detailed process. So some of them are 8 years old. We don't know why they were not adopted before. But as a goal, when we came in, and you know, as Action SA, one of the things that we have in our manifesto is to fight corruption. So this was definitely a priority for me. And fortunately, like I said earlier, the coalition partners as well as members of the opposition in the committee are really committed to fighting corruption. So we were able to have these adopted unanimously. Everyone agreed on them. And having them implemented is going to help us drastically reduce that wasteful, irregular and fruitless expenditures.
I have heard also in previous interviews that the coalition of Tshwane government has been one that's quite united, and you have just confirmed that again, with corruption being something that is not going to be tolerated at the City of Tshwane, and it's going to be dealt with. Well, what you said now has been made a priority, that this now gets seen to and addressed. In terms of when it comes to municipalities, I mean, irregular expenditure in municipalities is at 93% of all audits found that money was being spent without complying with the supply chain management legislation. And this includes procurement without following competitive bidding or quotation processes and no compliance with procurement process requirements and inadequate contract management. What are the measures now in place to be put in place, maybe still, to ensure that the City of Tshwane municipality follow the correct procedure, that is procurement procedures, in order to avoid what has been discussed in irregular expenditure?
Yes, thank you for that. What we've done, actually, just last week we had a workshop with departments that were cited by Auditor General for underperforming, and one of those was supply chain management. So what they've done after the finding was that they've implemented a checklist system. So when a request, for example, a tender comes in, companies will bid, there's a checklist. Is this company registered? They'll say yes. They tick that box. Does it have a tax compliance? They will tick that. So all of that. And if the company does not, there's one box that is not ticked, then that is sent back. Because we found that one of the things that led to having unauthorized expenditures was that you find a tender is awarded to a company that's not qualified. So there's a step that was missed there. But with this implementation of the checklist system, it will help us reduce that. The other aspect also was with deviations. You find that departments will know that a tender is going to expire next month, but they don't do anything about it until it's late and the city will need services. So they'll ask that, can we deviate? Can we just offer an extension to this company, which is not allowed, which is part of unauthorized expenditure again. So what they are now doing is making sure that about 6 months before a tender is going to expire, a notification is sent to the relevant department to say, please start the process of advertising a tender so that we don't have to deviate.
And the transition can be smooth. So that it wouldn't be a matter of a month or two of not having those services delivered, but rather either a new service provider coming in there to continue with what has been put in place, right?
Yes. No, absolutely. That is what we want to do. And once that is streamlined, and obviously the other thing was also flagged was the level of skill of the employees. So there's also a lot of training that is going to happen and upskilling so that the process can be seamless and we don't have these deviations or unauthorized expenditures anymore.
Councillor, municipalities are under pressure as a result of poor financial control and lack of accountability, which was mentioned earlier on, leading to extensive corruption and financial mismanagement. What are the interventions that are being implemented to improve this fundamental challenge within the city of Tshwane municipality?
So we're focusing on the internal controls, making sure that if anybody's found, we've started now identifying we started now naming departments that are underperforming. Once they are named, we now start identifying the individuals that are doing that so that proper consequence management can happen. Because I think in the previous term, it wasn't something that was really prioritized or it took long, you know, because the city is huge and you don't have a legal department, you find that a person can go on suspension for 2 years while they're still getting paid. So as a committee, what we aimed at doing was to make sure that those type of cases are prioritized and that consequence management happens, that people take accountability. And the nice thing I think that the audience would be happy about is previously, a person maybe could be found having done something wrong. Before they are punished, they will quickly resign and then they pop up at another municipality. But now what SALGA is doing is they are going to attach the pension of that individual. So yes, you can do something wrong in Tshwane and decide to get a job in Ekurhuleni, but your pension will be attached. So if you do something wrong, cost the city money through wasteful expenditure, your salary, or the aim is to get your salary attached so that people can start paying. And I think if there is a penalty, we are really going to see people being more accountable. If they just felt that they could get away with it, then obviously there's not really a lot of motivation to do good. But if it affects your pocket, people are really going to start shaping up.
Wow. Wow, that's phenomenal. And it brings a lot of hope. This is exactly what the city of Tshwane wants to bring to our citizens in the capital. And also in this Unplugged series, the Tshwane Unplugged series, you've spoken about that and what has been put in place and how the coalition governments in city of Tshwane are working together to root out corruption, deal with it, and make sure that it does not happen on repeat or anywhere else in the country as well. So very well done to that. Councillor Kolofelo Marodi, that is talking to me this morning, and really good discussion about this. If you've just tuned in, her role is chairperson of Section 79A, that is Municipal Public Accounts Committee. I also want to ask Dr. Raj Pillay. I like to ask him a question or two during these discussions over here, because he is group head at City of Tshwane. And how do you ensure that the City of Tshwane gets a clean audits one day in the future?
Yeah. Good morning, Birgitta, and good morning to the listeners. I think that's a very important question, because that brings back confidence to the residents that the municipality is functioning well, the accountability leadership and internal controls are sound. I think for a clean audit to take place, firstly, we got to ensure we have strong leadership at the top. Mm. And we know the saying, the fish rots from the head. And so we got to have strong leadership, and we do now. We have a city manager in place, a permanent city manager, who has the qualifications and the skills to run the metro. Secondly, it's my view, that we need strong internal controls. We need a strong internal audit function, an independent internal audit function that reports to the chairperson of the audit committee in terms of King 4 and functionally to the chairperson and administratively to the city manager. And you've got to have cyclical audits taking place within the metro. You'll focus on the high risk, medium risk, and low risk areas over an 18-month or 24-month cycle, depending on the terms of reference of the audit committee. Thereafter, we've got to look at proactive risk management processes. How do you proactively look at risk management in the organization and effective risk management? And different types of risk management, financial risk management, operational risk management, and strategic risk management. That cuts across all departments. And Brigitte, you would know municipalities is a very complex business. You know, you look at businesses across the country and globally. I think a municipality is one of the more complex businesses to run than other complex businesses out there. But just those are just my view. And then lastly, I think you've got to have a sense of compliance. So you've got to make sure that you do what you need to do, and you do it as a sense of compliance to, firstly, legislation, and then underpinned by principles and values of the ruling coalition party that has been put in the joint manifestos. For example, zero tolerance to corruption. Those principles, you have to comply to them and make sure those principles and values are lived by every employee of the city each day. And then lastly, is you've got to then hold officials to account. Where you find there are wrongdoings or fraud, corruption, and maladministration, you have to deal with it, and you've got to deal with it decisively. And if you put all these pillars in place, I will assure you we'll be like the likes of Medvaal, under the leadership of then Mayor Bongani, who ran one of the most successful municipalities in the country, will be like the city of Cape Town that has clean audits. And I think we're on our way there. The systems are in place. And over a cycle, over a period of time, between the next 3 to 4 to 5 years, we should see a clean audit in the city of Tshwane.
Really well, concise conclusion on today's discussion about having these clean audits in place. Yes, in the near future, 5 years sounds like a long time away, but like you said, Dr. Raj Pillay, that the municipalities are very complex institutions, organizations, and it takes time. And we are seeing that the ideals of zero corruption are being put into place. Not only, it's not just talk, it's now there are procedures in place to make sure that that does not happen. And another key word that you said was decisive accountability. Amongst many other things that you said are pillars that need to be put into place for us to be running effectively as a city. If you've just joined us on Impact 103FM's Morning Drive, I'm speaking, or was speaking, to Councillor Kolofelo Muradi, that is, do apologise, who is the chairperson of Section 70A Municipal Public Accounts Committee. I also was speaking to group head, that is, of City of Tshwane, Dr. Raj Pillay. If you want to get that full interview, if you only just caught the last bit, do go to Impact 103FM's website. Go have a look on the City of Tshwane podcast and today's date, and you'll be able to get a full discussion. Once again, thank you so much to our visitors and representatives of our city. City of Tshwane will be back next week for a further discussion on this series.